Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to God's Resurrection Bible Church of Christ Ministry. My name is Apostle David Callan. I'm your host, and the Holy Spirit is our overseer. We are a Bible-believing ministry that's teaching, preaching, and reaching the lost souls of this sin-sick world for the kingdom of heaven in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We are here Monday to Friday from 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and on Saturdays from 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are grateful that the Lord has allowed us to enter in one more day into his presence. It's Thanksgiving. With a sound and a word on our lips, we are grateful. There are many people that were here yesterday, last night, but they are not here this morning. They have crossed over into another dimension. So, Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for this day. We thank you for your omnipotent presence, your omnipresence. O God, we just thank you, Lord, for just being God, for just being our Savior, being our Lord, and being our soon coming King. We ask, Father God, today that you reach out from your home in glory, and that you would touch someone today, that you would set someone free, set the captives free on today, Lord. We pray for healing today, restoration. We pray for deliverance. We pray, O God, that you would touch, O God, that one that is hurting today. Father, forgive those that sin against you, that use your name in an obscene way. We ask, Father God, for you to heal Brother Mark. Only you can deliver. Only you can set the captives free. So today we are asking you, God, to touch him. As Apostle Stewart and myself prayed for him on yesterday, we pray, God, that you intervene, show yourself mighty in his life, Lord. Lord, turn his life around, that he be a husband to his wife and a father to his kids. We pray this in Jesus' name. Now, there may be someone out there today that don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior. We want to give you that opportunity. We want you to take the opportunity to extend your love and your compassion. Oh God, just reach out and touch the hem of his garments. Ask Jesus to come into your heart today. Tomorrow is not promised. If you watch the television, if you listen to the news station, all you would hear is death. People are dying all over the world. People are being murdered all over the world, especially in the Gaza, in Israel and Jerusalem. People are being murdered. But we're asking you today that if you would just call upon the Lord Jesus Christ in faith and belief, that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask, according to the power that's in us, that he would set you free from your vice. Whatever's holding you in bondage today, whatever's holding you captive, the Lord Jesus will set you free from. According to the word of God in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, 10, and 11, it says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever, that means anybody, doesn't matter what your state, what state you are in, state of mind, state of spirit, if you call upon him in repentance, that means your heart is sorry. There's sorrow in your heart. And you come to God acknowledging your sin, that he will forgive your sins, and that he will heal you. he would deliver you. This is the God that we are talking about. And he would throw your sin into the sea of forgetfulness as far as the east from the west. And he wouldn't remember it anymore. So if you want to receive him, know, say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge my sin. And they're ever present before me. There's too many for me to number. But I know you know all. So today, Lord Jesus, I'm asking you to forgive my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Lord Jesus, I denounce Satan and the world system. I come to you with great expectation, Lord, knowing that you are the only one that can deliver me. So I submit my heart to you, my soul, my mind. Forgive me, Lord Jesus, and set my heart at peace. In Jesus' name. But if you just said that very simple prayer and you believe, you have just received the gift of salvation. It is that simple. Get a Bible and begin to study Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the Gospel you will be safe. Well, we got a lot going on right now, so let's just go on in. Let's just go on in and get into the worship right now. And glory to our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus.
Healing me is coming down. It's coming nearer to the altar. When you hold me, I can stop. It's bringing my soul. It won't be long. Thank you.
Walking away, God, need your friendship, humility, rest. Thank you.
You stood before the edge. You're not happy, but you spoke the earth.
Thank you.
Good morning, and welcome to God's Resurrection Power Church of Christ Ministry. My name is Apostle David Callen. I'm your host. Holy Spirit is our overseer. Glory to God. We were waiting on our computer to get back some power. For some reason, it went down on last night. I was watching the results that's taking place there. In Israel, so I don't know what happened if the power got turned off or something, but computer started acting like crazy. But we are thanking God and praising God for this day, and we are about to put this message on. We're getting ready to put this message on. I'm recording right now. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God. Thank you for your mercy, your grace, and long suffering, O God. Thank you for your patience with us, O God. Lord, because we don't always get it right in. Lord, we depend on you to help us all the way. Help us to get to that place that, oh God, that we will hear from you. Holy Spirit, we welcome your presence right now. We ask you to consume us with your love this morning and with your mercy, oh God. Father, we ask, oh God, that you reach down from your throne in glory. Touch us here in time, oh God. We desire a fresh touch from you today to help us to complete the task that you have laid before us for this day. Holy Spirit, we ask you to touch the word and help us to see what you would have us to see today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, today we want to talk about sin and lies. Lies is sin, is lies anyway. So we want to talk about the subject matter is when a nation leaders continue to lie. When a nation's leader continues to lie. Father, we ask your your blessing today on this word. We ask your anointing. We ask your healing to be on this word. Touch us in a miraculous way today, Father. There's so much going on, Lord, all over the world, even right here in our nation. So much is going on. We need you, Lord, like never before. We need you to speak to us. And we need you to speak through us. But truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. And we are already rejoicing. And we are glad. Holy Spirit, come in. Today we're speaking on this subject matter, very troublesome topic today. And the Lord says, when a nation's leaders continue to lie, when a nation's leaders continue to lie. Hallelujah. Here in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 13, Elisha will die at some point. Elisha, he had a double portion of the anointing of Elijah, but he will die in this chapter. But here we want to talk about when a nation's leaders continue to lie. I want to get my computer up. It is acting up a little bit, but it will get right. Hallelujah, Jesus. When a nation's leaders continue to lie. Well, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34, it says, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to the people. Sin is a reproach to the people. And didn't that speak for itself? Righteousness exalts a nation. Proverbs 13 and 25 says, the righteous eateth to the satisfying of his soul, but the belly of the wicked shall want. Hallelujah. This verse here in Proverbs 14 and 34 really blesses me every time I see it. It's highlighted in my Bible. And it says, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Sin is a reproach. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have to understand that we are different. We are the sons and daughters of the Most High God. So we can no longer live continuously sinning. I said that we might sin from time to time because we are not perfect. We're going to fall short from time to time. But we can't continuously, habitually sin. Here in this book, Jehoshaphat in Israel. It said in the 23rd year of Joash, the son of Ahaziah, the king of Judah, Jehoshaphat, the son of Jehu, became king over Israel in Samaria, reigning 17 years. But he did evil in the eyes of Yahweh. And he went after the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, with which he had caused Israel to sin. Now we understand that when the leaders continue to sin, what happens is that the country or the nation, however you want to call it, becomes more sinful. And we are seeing it today in our own country, in our own nation, that people that you think that have all of this knowledge, they've been to Harvard, they went to MIT, they went to Yale, they went to all of these highfalutin colleges, universities, MIT. They have turned their backs on God. These are supposed to be, you call them well-learned, well-educated people, but they have turned their backs on God. So what happened is that we're seeing that even in the desert, I'm looking at the things last night, in the desert, there's tornadoes taking place in the desert. The Bible talks about floods in the desert. There's floods right now taking place, happening in the desert. You hear what I'm saying? Because God is not playing with the sin. The young man was locked up in jail. He is here in the United States seeking asylum. He is the son of one of the Hamas leaders. He said he was considered a prince, to be a prince. That means he had access to all kind of money, gold, silver, diamonds, everything. He had access to women, everything. Everything that a man, a living human being would want, he had access to. He said, but when he began to learn of the type of people that Hamas was, he had to get out. He said he had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. So he had to leave Lebanon. He had to leave Gaza. He had to disconnect himself from Iraq and Iran and Syria and all those people, all the Muslims, because now he has converted to Christianity. He said, people don't understand. He said, when I see people protesting in this country for Hamas and the Muslim people, he says, it hurts me because the people really don't know the kind of people that they're standing for. He says that these people, he says his father and all of them, he said they are evil people. He said they're evil. He said, and they will kill you, cut off your head, cut off your hand, cut off your foot. All of this stuff is going on. I'm saying to myself, I'm listening to this man because he is being interviewed by someone here in the United States. And my soul was aching. My soul was aching because I was talking about when leaders of the nations, when nation leaders continue to lie. And I'm thinking to myself, how can these people be in such great positions as leaders, presidents and prime ministers and Congress and senators and Supreme Court justice departments, the police departments, lieutenants and sergeants and all this stuff, and they become liars. In other words, they become workers of Satan. The people take on the same characteristics. A son grows up and wants to be like his father. A daughter grows up and wants to be like her mother. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the people of the nations begin to act the same way the president is acting. They begin to act the same way the prime minister or Congress or whoever's leading the nations are acting. It's a spirit. It comes down from the head all the way down to the body. Understand what I'm saying? So the Bible says that this man began to seek out this other leader that was sinful, take on his same characteristics. He is in position of leadership, but he is seeking out another leader. Do you hear what I'm saying? They all have the same characteristics. The Bible says the anger of God, Yahweh, was kindled against Israel, and he gave them into the hand of Hazael, king of Aram, and into the land of Ben-Hadad, the son of Hazael, speedily. Then Jehoahaz entreated or seek God, Yahweh, and Yahweh listened to him, for he was saw the oppression of Israel, because the king of Aram pressed them. God, Yahweh, gave Israel a savior, and they went out from under the hand of Aram. So the Israelites lived in their tents as formerly, yet they did not depart from the sins of the house of Jeroboam, which he caused Israel to sin. See, the leaders, even though God sent another leader to rescue them, they still had the same mindset. You ever hear you say that you can take the person out the country, but you can't take the country out the person? That's one of the things they say. Or you can take the dog from the dog house, but you can't take the dog out of the dog. Do you understand what I'm saying? You have people, you get some people, you say, well, I just met this girl. She used to be a lady of the night. She liked to sell her body. And you believe that she's beautiful, very attractive. And you believe that you can take her, you can get married to her, and you can caress her, you can give her all the fine clothes, you can give her take her to the best restaurants, and you can do all the stuff for her, but you don't. You can't take that thing out of her. You can't take that desire that she has out of her. Only God can do that. And we are trying to fight with people, trying to change people, instead of letting God do the stuff. God is the one that changes the heart of a man. The Bible says the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. He does with it whatever he chooses to. Hallelujah. So instead of we trying to fight, that's why I pray for Biden every day. I know he's not going to live too much longer, but I pray for him every day, every chance I get. In the nighttime, I pray for him because I know he's wicked. He's our president, but he's wicked. You understand? Because he connected to Barack Obama. He connected to George W. Bush. He connected to Clinton. All of these are wicked people. They're in the Illuminati. They serve the devil. Do you understand? So the spirit is moving all the time. It cannot change. Even when they try to talk good, it's bad come out their mouth. Because they can't speak good. Hallelujah. Devil can't speak good. If he did everything that everything with this disintegrate, he can't speak good. So here, let's just finish this. This is not long. I could take this real down, but I want to take just a little bit of this. Got some other things I want to hit on. Yahweh gave Israel a savior. He gave them somebody to rescue them. And they went out from under the hand of Aram. In other words, under the protection, under the teaching of Aram. So the Israelites lived in their tents as formerly. Same way they were acting before, they was acting now as formerly, as before, they in their tents. Yet they did not depart from their sins of the house of Jeroboam, which he caused Israel to sin, but walk in it. They walk in sin. And also the pole of the Asherah worship was still standing in Samaria. This is a satanic ritual. The shrines were still set up. You understand? Where they worship idolatry. God is saving us, and we're going back into the crack house. We're going back into the whole house. We're going back into lying, cheating, stealing, doing fornicating, coming in adultery, stealing all the stuff that God does not like. We're going right back into it. We're going back into it. Hallelujah. I got a young man calling me every time. all night, all day, all hours. Supposed to be saved, that's what I'm saying. Supposed to be saved, but not trusting Jesus Christ. And this week, got a lot of people preaching the gospel. They preach a big time preach, but they're not trusting the Lord Jesus. They're not trusting Yahweh, El Shaddai. They're trusting their finances. They're trusting the team that they're with, the circle that they're in. And they think the circle that they're in, they're going to go to heaven because they have so much money. I got news for you. Your money can't save you. Your money can't open the gates of heaven, the window of heaven, or the doors of heaven. Your money can't do it. If you don't get right, Mr. Bishop, if you don't get right, Mr. Prophet, prophetess, evangelist, pastor, teacher, if you don't get right, Usher, you're not going to make it in. I'm telling you right now. If you continue to gravitate to sin, sin will take you to hell. You hear what the Bible says? Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Sin will cause you all types of problems. If you continue on sin, you'll have all kinds of problems. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Sin will take your soul. God's gift would clean up your soul so you can spend time with him. You can spend eternity with him. No. Let's go back into this. I'm coming up to the Logos Bible. This is so much tight right here. Hallelujah. They continue in sin, and they walk in it. And also, the port of Ashtaroth worship was still standing in Samaria, for there was no army left over the Jehoahaz, except for the 50 horsemen, 10 chariots, and 10,000 infantry. These are the ones that walk. They don't have no nothing. They're just the walkers. They walk with the sword and the bow and arrow. For the king of Aram had destroyed them and made them as the dust at threshing. Now, the remainder of the acts of Jehoahaz and all that he did and his powerful deeds, are they not written in the scrolls of the events of the days of the kings of Israel? Then Jehoahaz slept with his ancestors, and they buried him in Samaria. And Jehoahaz, his son, became king in his place. Now watch this. His son now became king in his place. These people that all take on the same spirit. In the 37 years of Joash, king of Judah, Jehoash, the son of Jehoahaz, became king over Israel in Samaria, reigned 16 years. He did evil in the eyes of Yahweh. He did not depart from all the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, which he caused Israel to sin, but walk in it. The remainder of the acts of Joash and all that he did, his powerful deeds, and how he fought with Amaziah, king of Judah, are they not written in the scroll of the events of the days of the kings of Israel? Then Joash slept with his ancestors, and Zerubbabel sat on his throne. Joash was buried in Samaria with all the kings of Israel. Going to go in to talk about Elisha's death here in this remainder of this text. But we know Elijah was a good man, so we're not going to pull that into the text. So let's go to Proverbs chapter 14. In Proverbs chapter 14, we give you this word. I got my scripture somewhere over here. Let me get this. Hallelujah. We give you this word today, talking about when a nation leaders continue to sin. When you begin to look at this stuff, it really gets you. Yeah, I'll tell you, it really works you up. Of course, you see so much. We see ourselves in God, and we see what God don't want us to be. You know, he don't want us to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You see how this thing works. Worse. In Proverbs chapter 14. Hallelujah. He says, verse 11 says, the house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright or the righteous shall flourish. There's a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Even in laughter, the heart is sorrowful, and the end of that mirth is heaviness. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. But look at what he says here. That really got me. You know, glory to God. Glory to God. Give me 1 second. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. The backslider in heart. That means that you can backslide. You can backslide in your heart. Even before you recognize that you have backslidden. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you something, that this must be going to cut some people out there today, because I wrote this in this book, and I was looking. Oh, here we go. And I couldn't find it. Here, he says, glory to God, the backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways. Everything that you think that you're doing that is good, you're going to be filled with that is bad. You think it's good, but it's bad, really. Hallelujah. Because we do what makes the flesh feel good. We think it's good, but it's not good. And we are filled with it. He said, the simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. The prudent man is focused on knowledge, on what he is doing. He's focused on getting the right wisdom, the right understanding to do the things that's pleasing to God. That's what he's saying. A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rages and is confident. The fool rages. You watch them out there. You watch them out there fighting and arguing over people getting arrested in the streets, because they're arguing over the battle that's going on between Israel and Hamas. And they're standing up. A lot of them idiots are standing up for Hamas because they don't know the truth. I got the thing on my page. That man, the young man, were talking about his father, who was one of the commanders for Hamas, talking about how evil they are. Listen what he says. He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. A man of wicked devices. People got swords, they got knives, they got bombs, they got stuff. They hate it. Because why? They have no love. They have no love. They have no compassion in their heart. Do you hear me today? Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have to get on the side of God. On the side of God is righteous. is holy. They know what side that we want to be. He said, look. Glory to God. The simple, listen, oh God. The simple inherits folly, foolishness. But the prudent are crowned with knowledge. The evil bow before the good. The evil bow before the good. And the wicked at the gates of the righteous. Hallelujah. The poor is hated even of his own neighbor. You don't show people look down on the poor. They look down on the homeless. He says that the poor is hated even of his own neighbor. The neighbor is anyone you meet. But the rich have many friends. He that despiseth his neighbor sinneth. But he that hath mercy on the poor, happy is he. When leaders continue to lie. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The crown of the wise is their riches. But the foolishness of fools is folly. A true witness delivers souls, but a deceitful witness speaketh lies. Do you hear what he says? It's the word of God. The fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. These people today don't have no fear, no reverence of God. Let us go somewhere else. Let us go over to Proverbs 11. Proverbs 11. Glory to God. We're going to hit a couple of these books in here. Proverbs 11. And let's look at verse 11. My first verse in this book, I learned many, many years. This is one of the first scriptures I learned when I registered in my heart when I came to the Lord and I got baptized in Virginia. And it was Proverbs 11:1. It says, a false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Talking about doing things honestly. Doing things just. Upright before God. See, a lot of people was doing a lot of stealing back then. What they would do, they had these scales. And on the side where you would put the meat or the produce, the vegetables that they would be weighing, they would have a piece of lead underneath that side of the scale. The scale had two sides. And if you ever seen a real old-time scale, not the scale, so they got one thing, one plate that you put on, then they got a thing up there that registered. But they had two pans, one on the left and one on the right. And inside they have like these little chains that hold the pan and a balancing rod in the middle. Well, they would put on the left side or the right side, wherever they put the food on that they're selling, they would have a weight underneath the bottom of that, underneath that pan, which is cutting some of the, when it's still robbing the person. So the person actually was supposed to get 16 ounces for the pound, they might only get 13 ounces or 12 ounces. You see what I'm saying? So they would be shorting of 4 ounces or 3 ounces. So Solomon said that a false balance is abomination. Cheating or robbing somebody is abomination to God. That's what he's saying. But a just weight or doing things honestly is his delight. Then he says here, verse 11, by the blessings of the upright, the city is exalted. But it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. Proverbs 11 and 11. We're talking about when a nation leaders continue to lie. And this verse here really polishes off for me. I looked this up this morning. But by the blessing of the upright, that is people who are doing things righteous, honestly, the city is exalted. but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. See, the wicked would overthrow the city, the nation. Now here in Genesis chapter 4, let's go over to Genesis chapter 4. Genesis chapter 4, this is just a teaching on truth. Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 to 8. And Adam knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel's offering, but unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, very angry, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? Why art thou upset? Why are you feeling mad and angry? And why is thy countenance fallen? See, you can see everything in his face. God is looking at Cain, and he can see that Cain's face is all messed up. Understand? Are we talking about when leaders, when the a nation of leaders, when a nation leaders continue in to lie? So here, God shows us this deception between two brothers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then one going to come and give to God an offering that God received. How did he give? From the heart of Abel, the offering is given to God. Cain is not concerned about his gift. He just figured, well, I just take up something and just bring to the Lord. Look at how he, the terminology that he used here. He says, in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel also brought of the firstlings of his fruit flock and of the fat thereof, the best. This is what he's saying. Abel brought the best and the first of his flock to God. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain, to his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, very upset, very mad, very angry, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? Why art thou upset? Why thou mad? Why you have so much anger, Cain? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shall thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire. Sin will do whatever it needs to do with you. Sin will use you like a puppet. You look at the government that we have right now. Look at the Congress. Look at the senators. Look at the House of Representatives. Look, my God, at the Supreme Court Justice. Look at the police department. Look at the fire department. There's no good. You can't sign no good. They're all corrupt. Every single one of them from right to left, from top to bottom. Because the leaders are liars. The Bible tells us, I gave you Proverbs 14 and 30, 34. And another verse inside that book, I give you 14:11, I think it was. Here, no, Proverbs 11:11. But 14:34, we hit you on that. Righteousness exalted a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. When you have the leaders are lying to the nation, the people comes just like the leaders. They do according to the spirit that's coming from the top to the bottom. When Aaron was anointed, the Bible says that the oil flows down his braid, down to his skirt, representing the congregation, representing the people. It comes down from Aaron's braid all the way down his skirt. If you're walking in a lying spirit, it goes all over the nation. I've never lived in this country all 47 years. I've never seen so much wickedness in this country. Never. I've seen people murdered. I've seen people shot. People breaking into places and stuff like that. But I've never seen so much evil, so much sin. Because it seems like every year they get worse and worse and worse and worse. The people that are leading us are not concerned about us. He says to Cain. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. Listen, let us go back up to verse 7. God said to Cain, if thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be this his desire. And thou shalt rule over him. Listen now. Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. Listen, let me tell you something. Where you do sin, where you operate in sin, righteousness will cry out. The blood of Abel is righteous before the Lord, is crying out to the Lord. He hears the blood. If we don't repent as a nation, we're going to experience some stuff in this day. I told you that last night they had flooding in the desert in the Middle East. Flooding. The wind pick up and begin to swirl the dust, the sand, like a tornado. It just happened sudden. There wasn't no warning. Because the leaders are liars. And God is not pleased. Go to Job chapter 10. Job chapter 10. Cain said to God, am I my brother's keeper? God said, what is this I'm hearing? The voice of the blood, thy brother, cries out unto me. Cain's a liar. We go to Job. Because we're talking about this here. Does God give me this thing? And we put it together. Job chapter 10. When nation leaders continue to lie, what comes out of lying? Lying is sinning. Sin. And they try to rub everything in our faces like we have no type of common sense, that we don't have no wisdom, no knowledge. We don't understand. We don't know what they're doing to us. They're not concerned with us. I don't care what party it is. They don't concern them. They're concerned about themselves. They're making millions, billions to save up for their family. Like that's what's going to save their family from hell's fire.
If we get a lot of millions in the bank, if we get a lot of thousands, billions, they don't talk about thousands, they talk about millions and billions. Oh, finally we okay. We'll be fine. We know we on our death dose, but we making sure we leave enough. We have enough prosperity. We have enough properties all over the world. All families can have. All sons, all daughters. That's all they're concerned about. They're not concerned about you. They're not concerned about the poor. That's why they come back and say to the poor, the middle class, they want you to donate to them. They got plenty of money. They're not using their money for their position. They come back to you. They want you to save $10, $5, $50, $100, $10, $100. What they want you to sow into them, donate. You wouldn't give to the church a dime, but you would give them your money, give the politician your money. I give them money one time. And after the Lordship, I said, no, I'm not giving the politician another dime. Not another dime. I'll give them $25. And guess what? They had the thing work out so bad, so tricky. I didn't look and see the fine print. You give $25, but if you go further down the place, they say that $25 comes out. I just closed the stuff out now. Didn't look and see. Every month that $25 come out. So they charge you, every month they charge your debit card or your credit card, $25. So you could be on there for as long as they get to next year to voting, they're taking out $25 every month out of your money. Out of your check. Crooked people, tricky. They're tricky. Because you don't see it unless you go all the way down the page. Then you see it on the page. Come on, every month. He said here, Job says, my soul is weary of my life. I will leave my complaint upon myself. Job said, I'm not even going to complain. He's talking to the Lord. He's having a conversation with the Lord. Job is a leader. But he's seeking God. And we're talking about when a leader, when a nation's leader continue to lie. Job said, I'm going to leave my complaint upon myself. I will speak into the bitterness of my soul. Hear what Job's saying. I will say unto God, do not condemn me. Show me wherefore thou contendest with me. Show me my problem, Lord. This is what Job is saying to God. Show me where I went wrong. But then Job began and says, is it good unto thee that thou shouldest oppress, that thou shouldest despise the work of thine hands and shine upon the counsel of the wicked? Why are you showing the wicked favor? That's what Job is saying. The wicked seem to be prospering, but I'm suffering at your hand. Listen to Job. I'm telling you something. I think he says, "Has thou eyes of flesh, or seest thou as a man seeth?" He asking God, "God, you got to examine yourself, because you're not like man. You don't see the way men see." He said, "Are thy days as the days of man? Are thy years as man's days? That thou inquirest after mine iniquity and searchest after my sin, thou knowest that I am not wicked." Oh, my God. Can you imagine Job talking to God like this? He says, "Why are you searching for me to find sin in me? Why are you searching to find fault inside of me?" He said, "You know that I'm a just man. You know I'm not wicked, and there's none that can deliver out of thine hand." He said, "Thine hands have made me and fashioned me together round about, yet thou dost destroy me." My God, this is so powerful. He said, "Look, you fashion me, you make me in your own image, and now you're bringing pain on me, suffering on me. You're causing me to hurt from the inside out. Remember," he talked to God. Listen, he talked to God. "Remember, I beseech thee, I thought you, God, that thou hast made me as the clay. And will thou bring me into dust again?" He asked God a question. "Hast thou not poured me out as milk and curdle me like cheese? Thou hast clothed me with skin and flesh and hast fenced me with bones and sinew muscles. Thou hast granted me life and favor, and thou hast thy visitation have preserved my spirit. See, because Job is having encounters with God. This is what I'm saying in the book. Job is having visitation with God often, more often than we can anticipate. Because he says he had this visitation. So he says, and these things have thou hid in thy heart. I know that this is with thee. Job said, I know. All that I'm seeing is with thee. Nothing is hidden from you. And you do this like I'm saying right now to you. Job is speaking back to him. He said, if I sin, verse 14, then thou markest me, and thou wilt not acquit me from my iniquity. There's some people think that they can just go on and sin. I mean, continuous habitually sinning, and they're going to escape. And they tell you that they're going to heaven, the prophet, they say, I'm going to heaven while they are sinning in the house of the Lord. While they are standing up in the White House and lying, they say, well, I'm a Catholic. I know the Lord. And you're mistreating God's people and think you're going to heaven. I got to tell you something. Hell door is wide open for you. If I'm a preacher, I'm a teacher, and I'm going to misuse God's people and think that I'm going into the presence of God, there's another thing. I'm not going. I have a bus hell wide open. You can't have no cliques in the church. You shouldn't have no isms or schisms in the church. We ought to be one family. I help you, you help me. We help the people. Last night we were able to send out money to help a family that had no food at all. None. Zero. I know. No food at all. When I look in my refrigerator, I said, well, I can cook this, I can cook that. If I don't want to cook that, I can make a peanut butter jelly sandwich. I can make some lemonade. You understand what I'm saying. But then in your conscience, as a man of God, as a woman of God, you know people are calling you, are seeking you, and they don't have not even a little banana plant outside that they can go cut some green bananas. My mother used to cook. We had them green bananas, something full of potassium. And when you cook them, you don't even have to throw away the seeds. Just cut everything up. Cut off the two ends and just eat the rest. Put a little butter, and you're good. But the people that had nothing to eat, glory to God, and God says, we act like we don't understand that he's watching. He says, Job says, if I be wicked, woe unto me. If I be righteous, yet will I not lift up my head. I am full of confusion. Therefore, see thou mine affliction. Job said, look, if I be wicked, woe unto me. Judgment. I have to pay a consequence. He said, but if I be righteous, I'm not going to lift up my head. I'm going to stay, bow down in the posture of humility before your presence. We think that as soon as we start to do this or do that, we can push our chest up and bob our head. Like I see that preacher on TV walking back and forth because he got a mega church. Bobbing his head like he all that in the bag of chips and Pepsi-Cola. We ought to stay humble in the presence of God. Because none of us can firmly say that we have arrived. I don't care how long we've been preaching or teaching. We still got a way to go. And God is taking record. According to Job, he's marking us. Job said, he marked me when I fail. I sin when I come up short. He marked. Look, listen, read it for you. If I sin, then thou markest me. And thou wilt not acquit me from my iniquity, my continuous sin. People want to preach and teach and continually sinning. You want to be, you are the leader of the world. and you still can't do the things that God called you to do. You're corrupt, causing God's people to suffer because of the laws that you make, Mr. President. God's people are suffering. Christians are being beheaded, burned alive in trenches in different nations and continents because of the presidents of those nations, the prime ministers of those nations, the leaders, lying leaders. And God, according to Job, God is marking them. There's a mark, a check mark next to the name. He says, for if increaseth, thou huntest me as a fierce lion. And again thou showest thyself marvelous upon me. Thou renewest thy witnesses against me, and increaseth thine indignation upon me. Changes and wars are against me. See, if you kind of get you increase in wickedness, guess what's coming after you? America in trouble. I mean, we can sit back and we can go to the banana plant. We can go there. We can drink the coconut water. We can have a good go down to all you can eat, and we have all. But let me tell you, so you better pay attention to what God is doing. Look at the word. Tell you the word. It's coming, and it's coming from heaven. It's not coming from Hamas. It's not coming from ISIS. It's coming from heaven. Judgment is coming. Believe what I'm telling you. It's coming because man has become lying. They have killed their own brothers. They're killing their own brothers and sisters. And God is eyewitness. He is number one eyewitness. Job says. He says, wherefore, then hast thou brought me forth out of the womb, or that I had given up the ghost, and no eyes had seen me. Job saying, why you brought me out the womb? May I should have died before I come out the womb, that no one seen me. Listen to what he says. I should have been as though I had not been. I should have been carried from the womb to the grave. Are not my days few? Cease then, and let me alone, that I may take comfort a little. Before I go, whence I shall not return, even to the land of darkness, and to the shadow of death. A land of darkness, as darkness itself, and of the shadows of death, without any order, and where the light is as darkness. See, Job is pleading his case before the Lord. Who are we pleading our case before? Because God is sitting high and looking low. And we cannot be in agreement with any kind of sin. I don't care what it is. It doesn't matter how small sin is. Hallelujah, glory to God. The Bible says, we read the scripture earlier today, that men are backsliding in their hearts. In other words, they're in the building, but they're backslid from God. They're not even with him at all, and they're in the building. The pastor is preaching, and they're sitting in the congregation. They don't even hear the words that the pastor's preaching because they have backslid in their hearts already. We read it earlier. Glory to God. Let's go over to Psalm 19. Psalms 19. Let's pull up a little bit inside here. I'm telling you something that the Lord knows exactly what I need. I don't know about you, but I know what I need. Here David speaks. He says, the heavens declares the glory of God, Psalm 19:1, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. A lot of people saying they don't believe in God. They don't believe God exists. But the Bible said if you look to the heavens, look up, you'll see his work. It declares what no other man can do. No scientist can do what he did. He put every star in its perspective place. He put the moon where the moon should be. And he put the sun where the sun should be. He knows. They never run into collision. They never hit each other because he did the work. He says, day unto day utter a speech. And night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech, no language where their voice is not heard. Wherever you go, you're going to see the moon. You're going to see the stars. You're going to see the sun. I don't care what country you're going to, because God made it that way. They speak loud, even though you don't hear anything, they're speaking loud. Let me show how you explain this. Their line is gone out throughout all the earth, talking about the moon and the star and the sun. And their words to the end of the world. And them have he set a tabernacle for the sun. Oh, my God. Listen. Which is as a bridegroom cometh out of his chamber and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. The sun is going from the east to the west, from the north to the south, however God brought it up that day. And it's going to complete that run for the day. He says his going forth is from the end of the heaven and his circuit unto the end of it. He said, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Man, I was just in Barbados. And the sun was coming down like you have never felt before. And I was born in that country. And I've never felt the sun like that before. I had to go and buy a fan because my sister didn't have no air conditioner. And a little fan that we paid $30 for here. $37.95 or something like that. My granddaughter says at Target. She works at Target. I had to pay $147 for that. Like three times as much. Four times as much. But here he says, we cannot hide ourselves from the heat. He said the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the law, the Lord, are right, rejoicing the heart. When you get this thing inside of you, you got peace, unspeakable peace. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. It's inside of us. When you get this word, when we get this word in our heart, oh, my God. You don't have to have no money. You don't have to have fruit. You don't have to have fish and steak and stuff. Man, I'm telling you, peace come over you. A little bit is a lot to us when you have the word of God. You learn how to be abounding, how to be abased. Hallelujah. When you have the word of God in your heart. He said the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. What are you looking at? What are you seeing? If you're looking at the wrong thing, maybe the commandment of the Lord is not in your heart. He said, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true and righteous altogether, not some. Hear what he says. Oh, Lord. He said, the judgments of the Lord, it's pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are pure. The judgments of the Lord. And righteous altogether. Not one of them is impure. They're all together righteous. More to be desired are they than gold. Yeah. Than much fine gold. Oh, we don't get hungry and thirsty for righteousness. We hungry and thirsty for gold. See the woman killing a man for touching a car in Africa. Yeah, this new car, the car was pretty. and a man leaned upon the car. She busts him out. You understand? Because this is what we our desire is materialistic things. Not us on this line in this church. But the world is after the world. And they're keeping us like that. As soon as you get a cell phone, look, just a couple of years ago, just a year ago, they had iPhone 13 or 12 or something. And all of a sudden, they got iPhone 14 or 15. I got the, what you call it, a Galaxy 22. No, they got something else. And they're sending me all type of stuff to get rid of my phone. The phone is working fine. It has a warranty on it. I have insurance on it. If something go wrong, I get a new one. But why would I go get put my $1,100, $1,200 in a phone? Because the phones are expensive. Then my phone is $1,500, $1,300. Depends on what you get on it, how much gigabytes you get. The price goes up. You better get some insurance on them. So if something goes wrong, because this stuff is all electronic, digital, and stuff, and it's apt to break at any time. In short, listen, let me finish this up. It says, more to be desired, the righteousness and the judgment of God, okay, the commandments, the laws are more to be desired than gold, yeah, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned. See, the word of God will warn you and I. It'll keep us on our P's and Q's. This is what the word of God did for us. Where we feel like we want to go, and we all do, don't lie to yourself. I'm telling you because I do. I'm the head of the sheep. I have the feeling, the desire that comes up in my flesh, in my mind, in my head, sometimes in my heart that wants me to do stuff that's unseemly, not right in the eyes of God. I tell you, I got to tell that devil, say, go, take your crooked stuff. All that stuff that you're bringing to me, take it where you don't go. All that deceptive stuff that you come, well, you know, Pastor Washington is over there in Louisiana. Apostle Stuart, Pastor Joyce, they over there in Louisiana. Oh, you got Prophetess Kirsten, she over there in Tennessee. You got Minister Jones, he over there, Deacon over in Mississippi. Oh, all these people, they're away from you. They can't see what you're doing. The devil's a liar. He is a deceiver of the brethren. He only thing he can bring to you and I is deception. He can't bring nothing else. So if it doesn't line up with God, giving God glory and edifying the body of Christ, leave it alone. Tell the devil, take it. It don't belong to you. Take your stuff and go, devil, because it don't belong to me. You got the wrong mailbox. You're hitting the wrong mailbox today, devil. Take your stuff. Don't even open the lid to my mailbox. There's a cross on the mailbox. It belongs to Jesus. Go somewhere else. He says, you got to have this desire for this thing. More than you desire gold, fine gold, or honey. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned. And in keeping of them, there is great reward. When you keep the statutes, the laws, the commandments of God, is great reward. They heal your soul, clear your mind. My God, my God. I tell you, yesterday I feel my eyes was messing with me. And it seemed like I was seeing a spot inside there, you know, kind of gray spot in the vision. And I said, Lord, don't tell me that I'm losing my sight. So I said, Lord, I got so much to do. There's so much work to do. I got so many nations I want to go to. You want me to go and teach and preach. And the Lord said, look, go get the castor oil. And start you. He said to me, you were doing it before you stopped, strengthening your eyes. So as you start, your eyes start getting healthy, you stop. He said, now I want you to go back and start putting the drops in your eyes every night. So I got the dark, I got black castor oil that I drink, and then I got the clear castor oil. And I go, little eyedropper. And he said, start putting in your eyes. I'm telling you something, Apostle. Man, I start putting that stuff in my eyes. Every night I go and I put a drop in both eyes. And then, you know, it runs down the side of your eyes. It comes out. And I have to wipe the side, this side on my cheekbone. But I tell you something. All of a sudden, the eyes start feeling good. And that little spot that was in the middle that looked like a daze, looked almost like a smoke. It was gone. God says you got to listen. God's word will speak back to us. It does. But sometimes we don't listen. We don't adhere to the word speaking to our soul, to our spirit man. And we run off wanting to do what we want to do. He says, you can understand who? Who can understand his arrows? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. A lot of us have some secret stuff. But God knows. And Job knew he had some too. Look what he says. He said, clean me thou from secret faults. Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sin. So that's a sin that you just want to go do. Presumptuous sin. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. I pray that providence can come into more and come into more and do. I'll come back and do a part two of this because I got some more for you. So this is good. This is good for me. If you don't like it, that's all right. It's good for me. It's waking my spirit up to another dimension in Christ Jesus. I feel like I'm climbing. I'm climbing up a heavenly ladder in this world here. He says, Job says, keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sin. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth, Lord, and the meditation of thy heart, my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Excuse me. This is what Job said. I mean, this is a cry out to God. We have to make up in our mind that we're going to cry out to God. Let's hit you some more. Let's give you some more. Let's give you a few more here. Go to Psalm 25. Psalm 25. Psalm 25. Devil, you're a liar. All of a sudden, you want to bring this on me. Go on. Take your stuff and go. Put up a couple more. Psalm 25. This is David speaking. He says, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemy triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without a cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. David began to cry to God. This psalm here, this is a powerful, powerful psalm. I mean, David got some psalms. He had some psalms in this book. This 66 book, he got some psalms that are so powerful. That way you spend time, the Proverbs and the Psalms, man, I'm telling you something. Really, the Israelites, they sing these. I was in the temple, synagogue with them. They sing these psalms. These are psalms. And this is called the Psalm of David. And they sing these psalms to the Lord in the Hebrew town. And I tell you, it's so powerful when you hear. David says to the Lord, he said, lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. In other words, it was before time began. Remember that. Remember not the sins, hero, of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake. I mean, you can go ahead and hit this psalm off. It's powerful. Let's go to Psalm 32. Psalm 32. Woo, Lord Jesus. I love the song. Love the Proverbs, because those are what keep me. When I'm here by myself, my Lord, I just meditate on that word. I just go on them words and just rip it up. My spirit just come alive. Sometimes I'm here with just $1 in my pocket. Tell you the truth. That I got a big fancy car. People think I'm rich, but I'm not rich. I am being taken care of by my Lord. He takes care of everything that I need. Hallelujah. So I said, Lord, I'm content with just a little. I'm content with a little. Hallelujah. I'm praising him. He says here, look, to the chief musician, the Psalm of David, in thee, verse 1, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. David cried out, man. Oh, my God, you know, we pray these kind of prayers. If we pray these kind of prayers, when we pray and we just open the Bible, just put this stuff in the atmosphere, the devil will run. He'll run. And if you got it already in your heart, pull it out when you pray. This is stuff that will make the devil and all of his demons run. They can't come close. They will hear the confidence, the power, the authority that's inside your soul coming out. And the lies of the enemy will not have dominion over us. Too many preachers got lying tongues. Truth to be told. Too many preachers have lying tongues. They lie to the people and don't tell the people the truth. Why are you going to let people in your congregation fornicate and commit adultery and keep getting drunk and all the guns and don't tell them the truth? Lying and stealing, cussing everything, gambling. Tell them the truth. We got to tell them the truth. They don't like us because we don't stop, Pastor. We don't stop telling them the truth. Hallelujah. Because only the truth going to set you free. You got to know the truth. How are you going to get free by the truth if you don't know it? You got to know. He said you got to know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Who the Son set free is free indeed. He set you free by the word. The word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. He ordered your steps by his word, but we don't want to get it. Pastor, I've been talking that stuff about holiness and righteousness. I don't understand. Why can't they talk about getting a blessing? Well, when you get righteousness and holiness, you got a blessing that the devil can't touch. You want a blessing that the devil can take away from you. You get a new car, go down the street, somebody runs your car and totals your car. You want a house, you forget the stove on. Or somebody do something stupid in the house and the furnace kick up and burn down the house. It can't burn down your soul. When your soul is right with God, no man can touch it. If God is for you, who can be against you? Listen to what he said. David says, bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. David began to cry out. Who are we asking for to lead us? Your boss, your supervisor, your husband, your wife, your children? Man, let's cry out to God. I want him to lead me. I want him to order my, I want him to watch over me, watch over my family, my friends, my co-workers in the field of the kingdom. I want God to do this. Hallelujah. So I'm crying out to him. Hallelujah. I never preached a message like this before. Never taught us stuff like this before. People are lying to us. And God says the only way you're going to find, only place you're going to find truth is in the 66 books. I mean, clear, clean truth. They don't compromise. People arguing and fighting, well, where they take 14 books out of the Bible. Man, and they're arguing. If we had the 14 books out, how much more we would do? Well, you're not doing nothing with the 66 that you got right now. You want 14 more books. You can sample 14 that missing. And the 66 you have, you can't use. My God. Listen. This is another powerful song. Let me give you another one. Go to Psalm 32. Psalm 32. David. Psalm 32. He says, My God. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. See, when you know that you know that you know that your sin is under the blood, my God, you don't have no worry. See, I did some stuff Oh, I can't tell you all. I take you too long. If I got to start telling you now, we would have enough tape to record it. The stuff that I used to be indulging in. But God, through his grace and his mercy, sent his beloved son, only beloved son, to put it on the blood. When I called up to Jesus to come on his son, I got enough blood to cover your sins, your transgressions. All your iniquity, I put it right on the blood. Just wash it. Oh, he just washed it. You just got to think about it. Make sure in your life that your desire is to love your brother and your sister. Christ love. Here for the have the poor and the needy. Give to the orphan. Always. Always. Over ring. Somebody needs it. It's another psalm you can do all of it. I can do it. Let's go something. Something. Well, all through this book, I'm telling you something. I was so blessed. This morning I was just sitting here. My God. I just feel the stuff on that dinner. This morning I just got in here. Lord, just started. Loaded me up. Got to go over to let's go. Something. Stop. Here, David says, dump it tomorrow. He begins to cry out. This is all this man did. After all of his sin. And David did had a lot of sin. Lying and stuff too. David was an adulterer. Murderer. He hear Nathan the prophet speak to him. Tell him about his time with Bathsheba. Now, he sent her husband up to the forefront of the battle to lose his life. And David was scared. Went into hiding from King Saul and Absalom, his son. Couldn't hear from the Lord. Then while he in the cave, God began to speak. Nathan the prophet came unto him after he had gone into the Bathsheba. And David cried out, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of the tender mercy, blot out my transgression. But David knew he was weighted down. David didn't walk around with his chest up like he all that. He didn't have his chest up. Pushing his fist up, that he's a mighty man, and he was a mighty man. God has anointed him for war, to fight, the warrior for Israel, the king, to rule over Israel. He said to the Lord, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. And this is the verse I want to put up in there. He said, for I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever. Do you hear what he said? If I'm a pastor and I'm watching over these sheep for God, I ought to get up on Sunday morning knowing God to use me and at the right time of the Spirit give me utterance and motion. Pour down at the foot of the altar, which I call the foot of the cross. Pour down. And begin to cry out to God. Not just for me and my four no more, but for the congregation. And when the people begin to see me at the altar, see us at the altar crying out to God for them and for our family, they will come. People, you don't have to call them. They will come because the anointing will draw them to the altar. And guess what would happen? We'll begin to see the power, the glory, the unction, everything of God manifested in that house called where we are. We at the altar.
And we're crying out. David is crying out. Crying out before. So much in here. Got a lot here we want. We can do a part two of this year. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for the word. I already did the prayer of salvation when we started the message. We thank you, O God, for the word that you've given us today. And thank you for those that came on and heard this message. Probably she got off. She got to go back to her work. Thank her. She came on and listened to all the word. Heard it all. We pray, God, that as we open this line, God, and we put this word up on computer, that somebody would hear the word and they would make an adjustments in their teaching, their preaching, and their giving. They'll make adjustments. We pray, Father God, those that heard the word, that continue to bless each and every one of us, that we reach out to you more, Lord. We reach out to touch the hem of your garment even more. Lord, to them, it just us a blessed word from our spirit. And I pray that as this word go forth in the north, the south, the east, and the west, Lord, that it accomplish what you sent it to do, Lord. Lord, that you would put wings on this word. Lord, that it enter the hearts of men and women to do better. We ask you this, Father, and we pray this in the awesome, mighty name of Jesus, Lord, for all those people that we prayed for this morning when we started this service. Lord, let them hear by your spirit, because your spirit takes it takes the word like on the wings of a bird. Let it go to the houses and to the neighborhoods, to the cities, oh God, that you want it to go to reach the people that you want to reach today. Father, we'll be so careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Jesus, holy name we pray. The line is now open. The line is open.
Line is God open. Bless you, Apostle. Word was good. I love the truck, y'all. I'm trying not to get on without the noise, but I just enjoyed the word. It was good. And man, I tell you, man, we make you examine yourself as a leader. Sometimes we don't always get it right, but God will use the words to correct us, to get in the right spot, you know. I like that song of David, Psalm 51, where it make you realize that sometimes as a leader, we can all, we make mistakes, but you just got to know how to bounce back with the word of God. And I really enjoyed it and everything you were saying. You know, how you saying earlier about how God is going to judge the leaders. I think he's doing that already. And the reason, not just in the world, but in the church, because got a lot of leaders causing God's word to be none effect because of their traditions and not doing it the way he said to do it. But I enjoyed the word. Continue praying for me. I can do all y'all call me and do better as a man of God. So you always got to have to make room to do better. Yeah, how much you preach, how much you pray, you always need to always pray, asking God to help us do better. You know, but I love you, encourage you, thank you for all the words you give us every day. And I enjoy it every day. It helped me every day to examine myself that I can do better and better and really search myself. You know, the Bible says, search the scriptures. You think you have eternal life, and you don't. You know, just hearing his word every day tells you to thank the scriptures and to make sure that you got eternal life. So God bless you. Love you. Be encouraged and keep doing what you're doing. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Jones. Thank you for sponsor. You know that whenever you get a chance, you always come on and make a powerful response. Your mom, she was on here for service, but after she offered, I hear that she feared me that I need her tomorrow if she has.
not coming on side or whatever. But we thank God for you. Thank God. Just be slow yourself. Don't rush yourself too much. But it's hot. Hot maybe in your city. In my city, Philly, it's fall weather. Either way, still going at your pace. Step too fast. You're going to get it offloaded. God give you the strength. Know how you're going to get it done. God bless you. Thank you so much again. The line is open for anyone else that wants.